Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, literature of wisdom, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106, and now we'll be delving into the treasure trove of writings known as the Psalms. So let us open our Bibles to Psalm 75. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, we thank you, O God. We give thanks because you are near. People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds. God says, quote, "At the time I have planned, I will bring justice against the wicked. When the earth quakes and its people live in turmoil, I am the one who keeps its foundations firm." Interlude. Quote continues, "I warn the proud," quotation inside quote, "stop your boasting," the end of the quotation inside the quote, "I told the wicked," quotation inside the quote, "don't raise your fists," "don't raise your fists in defiance at the heavens or speak with such arrogance," end of all quote, quotation. "For no one on earth, from east or west, or even from the wilderness, should raise a defiant fist. It is God alone who judges. He decides who will rise and who will fall. For the Lord holds a cup in his hand that is full of foaming wine mixed with spices. He pours out the wine in judgment, and all the wicked must drink it, draining it to the dregs. But as for me, I will always proclaim what God has done. I will sing praises to the God of Jacob. For God says, quote, I will break the strength of the wicked, but I will increase the power of the godly, end quote. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 75 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. The Lord is the great judge of all the earth. This psalm opens with praise. God is good and all he does is wonderful. Yes, there is evil in the world, done by wicked people, reference from what we just read in verse 2, but the Creator is still in control. Asaph, the author, has tried to warn people to turn back to the Lord. Don't defy or rebel against him, but turn to him and find life, which we've learned from verses 4 through 8. The psalm ends with a commitment always to declare the praises of the Lord, which was written in verse 9. Further study read Job chapter 1 verse 21. What a commitment! Human evil causes us to question God's goodness. We wonder why the Lord has not stepped in, and some people have even walked away from the Heavenly Father because of the selfish choices of others. The Lord does not stop all human choices, but he does judge them all in his time. There are consequences, now and in eternity, for doing wrong. The Lord invites us to come to him, confess our own sin, and experience his forgiveness. It is then that we discover our own contribution to the evil in the world. With his strength in us, we can do his will, not our own, every day. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Do you ask God more why there is evil in the world or evil in yourself? What difference does it make to praise the Lord, even in the darkest times of life? We're so grateful that you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.